I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Mike Carver here with you. Sans Joe. Joe out on assignment. George Kurtz is with us as we are both enjoying what very well could be the final game of the 2024 Major League Baseball season and of the Yankee season, as the Yankees, of course, have made it here to the World Series, and it would be nice if they at least made their presence felt a little bit in this World Series, and tonight is when they are trying to do that. They have Soto, Judge, and Jazz here in the bottom of the third against Daniel Hudson, who is actually, you saw that graphic there, George, he's actually given up, what, 5 hits in 5 innings? Here in this series and run. So, you know, an interesting start from Roberts here, right? In terms of the bullpen game, he's obviously got to use all these arms, but it's still a one-run game. And I don't, you know, is he using his best arms early? I guess not. He's saving him, George, for later on.
No, he's
I guess
not.
He's hoping 6, 7, 8, 9.
He's not using his best arms early here, so there's that. Listen, Roberts is playing with house money here. What's his worst case scenario? They lose tonight and go to Flaherty and have the better arms ready tomorrow?
Right.
There's he almost can't lose with what he's doing here. We will see the better arms shortly, right? That's got to be
It's not bad, because like you say, George, if this game gets out of hand, or even let's say the Yankees end up taking a little bit of a lead, he could still just hold off his 2, 3, or 4 best arms for tomorrow to back up Flaherty for game 5. So he's up 3-0. There, you have a lot of flexibility. Nice swing by Soto there. Nice job on that one. Jeez.
No, Judge just got hit.
Oh, did he?
Yep.
Let's see.
I actually thought it hit the bat. So they're saying it hit him. So we'll see on the replay here if when they ever show a replay. And let's see.
Well, it's one way to get on base.
Oh, no. It hit Judge. It hit him right in the, what is that doing? Your right hand, your top wrist, or bottom, whatever. Hit him in the wrist. So he'll get on. He's been on base twice tonight. What do you mean? He's on base 1,000% here.
You know, it's almost like, George, the bottom of his hand here, right? Like right on the bottom.
There's meat there. There's meat. So we'll hope that that's where he got hit in the meat there. But he looks like fine there. They're leaving him alone here. It's easy for me to say I didn't get hit by the 95-mile-an-hour fastball, but he looks fine. So Yankees have once again another runner on base for the Yankees, which means they'll get no more hits.
50-degree night, getting hit by a 95er on a 50-degree night out in the Bronx. That's probably not ideal. It's not what you want, George. That's for sure. So let's see if this.
Thank you, George Girardi. The Islanders have scored a goal. Breaking news.
How about that? Who do we got?
No, they won't get shut out. They were on a power play. I think the power play ran out, by the way. And it is Matthew Barzal.
There you go.
So his second goal of the season. Whoopee! Islanders still down 2-1.
With about 14 minutes left to go in the third period, Islanders now down 2-1 at home at the horse track there against the Ducks. The Ducks of Mighty tonight, and they are going to be in Columbus tomorrow night, George. So back-to-back nights against two of the worst teams. There's Jazz. Did he get that one? Off the wall. Let's go here. Stay on first. Can I get a steal here, George? Can we get the steal? Can we get Jazz?
No, because you
got to
get the run in. You got to get the run in. So, no, you cannot steal. Oh, but I would like him to go because I don't want Stanton bounce to a double play.
That's why you got to send him.
You're doing damn good here.
You got to send him. Got to steal this base. You're down 3-0 in the series,
Volpe,
George.
That's how you run the bases, Volpe, okay?
Yeah. That's how you do it. Welcome to the series,
Jazz. Let's go here. Let's at least tie this baby up now. Come on.
Get a base. See, now, here's another scenario for the stolen base, although he'll probably move depending on where. If there was a sack fly here, George, depending on where it is, you know, he might be on first with two outs, and then you're definitely trying to steal.
Yeah, you definitely go, right.
If that happens. But that also depends on how deep it is, because he'll tag from first to second, depending. You may still third. Let's go. Get me a couple steals for Jazz here. Couple steals. Always got action in the game, George. Well, no matter winning or losing, you always have something to root for.
Stanton is saying he got hit here too, though. Once again, it looked like it hit the bat, not him.
That ball ricocheted so far away. How could that have not hit the bat?
Oh, I don't think that hit anybody. I think that actually hit the glove. No, it hits the bat. It does hit the bat. I don't know why Stanton's... It's not even close to his wrist, actually. I don't know why he's pointing to his wrist there. Unless it hurt.
Oh, no, George. The glove moves. The glove moves. Watch that again. You could see the...
On the one review, you can see the ball hit the bat. What are they rooting here?
But I think it hit his fingers first and then hits the bat. You could see the ripple across the glove.
I see what you're saying. Yes, you're right. It does hit his fingers first. It hit his fingers first. You are right. I don't think they can review this, Mike.
Yes, they can review a hit batter. They review this stuff all the time. They can review this.
Well, if they are, they're not putting him on first. He's up.
Well, they're not. Why can't?
Oh, they might be saying he swung at it anyway, which he did.
Oh, could that be it? Saying that he swung.
Yeah, and he did. He did swing at it. So Stanton is turning into Stanton of old here. He swung at two pitches that were nowhere near strikes. One was a mile outside, and one almost hit him. And now he's 1-2 here. This would be so Yankees by the your hottest hitter now falls apart when all you need is a productive outing to tie the game. This would be definition Yankees. Well, good news for you, though, Mike.
Uh-oh. Did he go?
He went. Easy steal.
Let's go! Let's go, George. That's one.
Got one.
Put him in there.
Got one. What'd you say? That was 3-1?
3-1 for one base, yes. So plus 300 for one steal. And now, Roberts puts the four up here. So he's going to go and walk.
Nope.
Did he? No, he didn't. Huh? Nope. Oh, maybe he was telling somebody to move back, George. It looked like he just had four fingers up, but no.
It is a full count. So he or anyway, but no, he has not. He's not walking him on purpose yet, which makes sense. I wouldn't walk him on purpose here, not with two strikes. I don't think I would throw him a strike though. I think I'm going to throw him a sweeper. See if he'll chase. Then it didn't matter. He wasn't even close to a ball strike. So here we go. I mean,
all right,
one big hit here. What's the over? It's still at 9. See, this is what I did last night. The Dodgers laid us last night. I went on the over because I thought that we'd have a big inning, and they didn't get it.
Now,
9.5.
9.5, and you have, but here we go again, George. 1 through 5, traffic on the bases. 6 through 10, what's going to happen? I mean, 6 through 9, what's going to happen here? Although, to be fair, last inning, Volpe and Wells got on base. So, you know, maybe we have a possibility here. Maybe.
Please get the run in.
Gotta fight.
Right, I won't even be greedy, Mike. I won't even be greedy. Don't pop up. Don't strike out and don't bounce to a double play. Just get the run in.
Let's be greedy. I want them all. How about he hits a big fly here? This guy hasn't hit a homer since June. How about we get that? We'd be greedy here without 3-0, George. Let's be
greedy. You might be doing the rest of the show by yourself. He has a great one.
Harvard, Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, George Kurtz in for Joe. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Carver, Sands, Lisi, Joe out. George Kurtz with us as per usual when Joe's out on assignment. And we have a big fly here, George, in this Yankee-Dodger game. So the Yankees, of course, were down 2-1. Rizzo popped up to short for the second out. And then I think, was it the first pitch, George? I think the first pitch Volpe saw from Hudson got one right down the pike, and he put it in the left field seats. A grand slam for Anthony Volpe. Yankees have jumped out to a 5-2 lead now in this game. I'm sure that total has moved quite a bit now, George, with 7 runs on the board, as that is now, let's see, 12.5. And the Yanks move to -900, Dodgers +520 with a 5-2 game here as they go to the fourth. George, great job by Volpe there. Finally put a little charge into one. And was I right on that, George? Was that first pitch fastball down the middle to him?
I believe you are right. I'm not going to tell you 1,000% sure here, but I believe it was the first pitch. I certainly don't remember any other pitch. So good for Volpe. Not the guy you expect to drive one out here, but he did. Got a pitch he liked and crushed it. Volpe was one of the, people weren't thrilled about him last night when he swung at that ball four. It was 18 miles out of the strike zone there. At least today he got a ball he could hit here and really drove it there. So Yankees 5-2. You and I, it's only the top of the fourth inning. This game is a long ways to go here.
There's a lot of outs to get. There's a lot of outs to get in this game. There's a lifetime left here. But I will say, we made this point before, and I think it's something to look at. The Dodgers, the order of the bullpen game that they have used so far with Kasparis and then Hudson and have given up 5 runs, and it's now down 3, that means, I think, George, like Roberts is up 3-0. I'm not saying he's looking to punt the game, but I'm also not saying he's going to throw his best guys down 3.
If you get Brett Honeywell next inning, he's throwing the game.
I was going to say to you, Landon Knack. Like, if you get a Landon Knack in here, is Knack even on the World Series roster? I know he came in some scrub time in that Mets series.
Landon Knack, I think, has some talent, but Brett Honeywell will be, okay, hey, we're playing for tomorrow. We're up 3-0. You know, we'll see what happens. They're not going to use their high leverage guys down 3 runs. I don't think they will, because they're going to want to keep those guys for Flaherty tomorrow, because they're going to assume Flaherty's going to go 5-6 innings, keep them in the game.
Knack is on the World Series roster. So Knack is there.
Is Knack or Honeywell next?
Brent Honeywell. Like, obviously, some of these other more high leverage guys, the Braziers, the Kopechs, you're not going to see them right now. If the Dodgers get this back to 5-5, you're going to see them. But at 5-2, you have a better shot of seeing the Landon Knacks. Knack stinks, Joe. I know he's a talented kid who's probably going to be a good pitcher in this league. But I would love to see if Landon Knacks in this game, that's a good thing for the Yankees. I think if they get to see Landon
Knack. Either one's good. It probably means that he'll get out of this inning unscathed. Nice play by Anthony Rizzo.
Right.
To get the first out here. Louis Hill, let's go. All right, throw strikes, no walks, which you haven't done tonight anyway. No, let make them earn it now. You got a 3-run lead to play with. Relax here. Let's go. So, he gave the 2-run home in the first pitch very well sense here. So let's go.
You know, they're riding a little buzz here now, George. Like, you've got some things going on in the stadium. And it really did start to turn, I think, with that double play. You mentioned the base running by Lux after the double. Ever since then, the Yanks have had a little bit of spunk, a little bit of juice, because then you had the Wells play, obviously, in the next inning. You had a quick inning from Heel in the top half of the third, the big inning, bottom of the third. So throw strikes, You know, don't walk guys. There's no reason to put anybody on base with a free pass here. It's a three-run game. Attack the hitters and let the guys do the work like Rizzo just did with that great catch down the line.
We can only hope he has Hill does fall behind Muncy 2-1 here.
And Muncy's dangerous. He's been quiet this series too.
He has been quiet. I like this. There's another player I like. Always on my fantasy teams, Max Muncy. Always like to grab him there. But yes, I like to keep him quiet for the rest
of the night. You also like that, George, because the guy plays like six positions, so which is another reason why you like Muncy, because he's got
absolutely
you can slot him in a bunch of different spots.
Mookie Betts does the same thing, right? He's a super. Yeah. But like I said, there was a point. They have to earn it now, right? When you don't walk.
Yes.
Right? Don't, make him earn it. I don't care if you throw the ball right down Broadway. If they hit it, fine. Just because you throw it down Broadway doesn't mean it's going to get crushed, by the way. Just don't put them on for a free pass. Make them earn it.
Got to make them earn every single at bat here as we get going. And you also meant this game's got like midnight ticketed for it with top four at 9:20 East.
Yeah, Manfred's all upset right about now. This game's not going to end at 2:45.
Nobody likes him anyway, George. Nobody likes him anyway. That's for sure. Do you still have...
What's up with the Fox, these in-game interviews, by the way? It's another thing I can't stand. Why are you cutting me from the game show and in-game interview with Roberts or Boone or anybody else, by the way? They're not going to tell us anything. And he does walk Max Muncy, by the way.
Yeah, that's... It's not what you want. It's not what you want. I mean, come on here. You can't... That's not the way to start the inning after... I get they got an out. But after a grand slam and you're taking... I mean, it's the first lead. Isn't it the first lead, George, they've had since Friday night? It's the first lead that they've had, period. Like, you got to hold it for a little while.
Yeah, that's the first lead.
Didn't lead at all in games 2 and 3. You got to hold that for a while. Fourth youngest all-time with a Grand Slam in the World Series. Also the first Yankee Grand Slam in the World Series since Tino Martinez in 98. Against the Padres, and there's a double play. They go around there, George. Great play by Volpe, and it looked like they got Hernandez at first. It was pretty close at first on the second leg of that throw. Is he safe?
The replay looks. I mean, it's not.
I got it now.
Slow motion, but it looks like he's safe. Are they challenging?
That's very close.
Here's the replay.
Carver, BC Sports Grid Radio, George Kurtz in for Joe. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah. And we're back. Barbara and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. On the grid, Carver with you, sans Lisi, Joe out on assignment. George Kurtz is with us. We go to the bottom of the fourth now, George, as the Yankees did turn what looked to be a very nice double play, but as we mentioned, Hernandez was safe. He did get the toe on there. No problems, though. They get Lux with the next batter, and then the Yankees come up. And listen, they're riding a little bit now, George. They gotta continue to extend here. You gotta just keep going. All it could do, George, for everybody, maybe wake the bats up enough where maybe it even carries over to, let's say, tomorrow. You know, things start to move a little bit here, and maybe the Yankees, who have been so sleepy at the plate for 2.5 games, can then suddenly all wake up at the same time and get really hot.
Well, you're hoping they relax now, right? That they relax.
Right.
They can take a deep breath there. It's game 4 of the World Series. You would have hoped this would have happened already, but they can all just relax here and play baseball. You know, that's really what you're hoping. I hope Volpe does that here. But the add-on runs that you're mentioning, of course, I have a hard time thinking this game's going to end 5-2. We're only in the bottom of the fourth. All right, this game's not even halfway over yet. So, let's go. Let's keep hitting here. I said we don't know who the Dodgers are going to bring in yet. I'm curious if it'll be Knack or Honeywell, because I said that pretty much would signify, okay, you know, we'll see you in game 5. Because I don't think we're going to see anybody that's worthwhile, because they're going to want to save that in case Flaherty can only give you 5 tomorrow. So they're going to want to save 6, 7, 8, 9, because with Gerrit Cole pitching, we're expecting a 3-2 ball game again, somewhere around there. So you know, just let's go. Tack on. I'm going to win 17-2. Let's go. Tack on. Play baseball. Don't just assume you're going to win this game 5-2, which the Yankees do a lot. You know, they don't get those tack on runs here.
You need to have the tack on runs. That's for sure. I got to tell you, George, they keep showing these old clips from these Yankee Dodgers World Series of the past. They've done a hell of a job sprucing up the video, I guess you could say. Because it used to all look so... And look, it was a long time ago. I mean, even the stuff in the 70s and in the 60s, long time ago. And it just looks so much cleaner now, right, George? Have you noticed that? The video clips they're showing from the 70s and the 60s are so much cleaner now. There it is. Landon Knack's in the game, George.
Landon Knack.
You got Landon Knack in. Let's go.
God, the umpire just called a strike on Verdugo. Now. That was horrific. This umpire's bad, too. But Verdugo, hey, here we go. Little bingo. I said, well, you want to see that? Keep adding it on here. I go back to 76, Mike. That's the first Yankee game I can remember. The 76 season against the Big Red Machine, the World Series.
Yeah.
I remember Chris Chambliss' home run against Kansas City there. The 77-78 against the Dodgers. Yeah, I was around for Reggie. You know, Greg Nettles, that series by Ron Guidry. I was around for all that. Clearly remember those games here. So this series definitely brought back memories. When the Yankees lost the 81 series, Mike, to the Dodgers, I was such an idiot. I was so upset. I threw out all my baseball cards. You know, I was
wow.
That was stupid. I was extremely stupid. But what are you going to do? I was 12 and I wasn't happy that they lost.
Landon Knack gives up a single to Alex Verdugo to start things off here. And now the Yankees have turned the lineup over for the third time already, and they're in the bottom of the fourth. So that is a good thing for them as well. And aside from some walks, you've gotten nothing. You know, that's what you like. You've gotten five runs and nothing out of Soto and Judge today. A couple walks, obviously. But you like when you see other guys doing the damage.
Can we not have people bunting? Saw Boone. All right, yeah, having Torres bunt's kind of idiotic. All right, A, he's not a bunter.
Torres.
And B, you're hoping he's going to drive him in, which the Yankees aren't good at. Let him swing. He's had a pretty good other than the bonehead play in Game One. He's had a pretty good playoffs here. Let him swing. Plus, Knack doesn't seem to have any idea where the strike zone is.
He does not. He does not seem to have any idea where the strike zone is so far. That's for sure. We don't need to be wasting any outs with bunts. That is completely unnecessary. That's not the way the Yankees are built. They should not be ever trying to lay down a bunt. Ever. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back. We are going to try to slip a little bit of football in. I want to know what George thinks of the Cowboys and the Falcons this week. We have George versus Matias this week here on the show. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. On the grid. All right, we go to the fifth, George, is the Yankees waste. The leadoff hit by Verdugo, a double play for Torres, and then a weak ground out by Soto. So top five for Heel. And, you know, Heel, since the first inning, been pretty good, George. Pretty good. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what his count is right now. Do you know what? Let me see here. What's his count going into the fifth here?
I think he should be the rookie.
You think he should be the rookie of the year in the American League?
There's no strong candidate.
There wasn't a strong candidate. Seems to be closer.
He's only had 59 pitches, by the way. He should definitely still go.
They got to get George, and I know that Boone loves running to the binder and to the bullpen. I think they need to get six more outs from him in here.
You keep throwing him until he doesn't have it anymore. It's that simple.
Look, they don't like the third time through the order. They hate that stuff. So who do you have coming up here? You have Smith, Edmund, and Otani. Otani will start the third time through the order. I don't think he will let Heel face Freeman a third time. I think that Heel has.
If there's nobody on base, I'm not even thinking about taking him out until there's somebody on base.
With a 3-run lead, you're right. Nobody on base, it shouldn't be an issue. A solo home run's making it 5-3. You know, it's not. But if he gets guys on base, it's a different story. I haven't seen Ohtani. I know he hit that ball out to left center before, but we haven't seen him really get into a ball here since this shoulder thing the other night. He has not done that yet. But didn't he hit one off the wall last night, George? Do I forget that?
Yeah,
Ohtani hit one off the wall last night. He just missed one last night, right? All right. Ohtani's always dangerous. But with a 3-run lead, you should let him go. If Ohtani comes up here with two out and nobody on.
So you got to be thinking, still have to be thinking long term. You got to win the game, of course, here. But, got a game tomorrow. There's no days off here.
Correct.
So, you do have Garrett Cole pitching tomorrow. I understand game one, all right? There were a lot of balls to the wall. I get it. Look, but bottom line is he held it to what? One run, two runs? Uh-oh.
There's a lot of ifs and buts that we're doing right now, George. But if they do get through this tonight and they're playing tomorrow night, Cole better. I mean, you talk about empty the tank, George. I want to see, and I don't want to see any of this 82 pitch nonsense, 88 pitch, whatever it was the other night. I don't want to see that. And Smith gets into one here, and Will Smith gets a Yankee Stadium homer that goes in the first row out in right center field. So there you go. The solo homer, George. We just lost a little bit more wiggle room. 5-3 now after a Will Smith homer.
I don't think 5 runs is going to be enough to win this game.
No, I agree with you. I don't think 5 runs is enough to win this game either.
Yeah, so they're going to have to score some runs here. That literally was a Yankee Stadium home run, about a row and a half in there. It is what it is. Yankees take advantage of that plenty, but the Dodgers certainly lived with that, right? The Freeman home run was also a Yankee Stadium home run. So unfortunate for Hill. Like I said, he wasn't a bad pitch, but Will Smith hit it in the right spot. So, is it 5-3? Got a pitch. Just got a pitch. But now it gets a little scary when someone does get on base. And this is the problem with Hill, who's had problems all season long. When he gets frustrated, he falls behind. He loses the strike zone here. Now he's 2-0 to Edmund. You cannot walk Edmund here because then you're forcing Boone's hand. But now he doesn't think about taking you out this inning because you have Ohtani, Betts, Freeman coming up. You're almost asking for Tim Hill or Nestor Cortes to come in.
Well, I see guys throwing out there. They just showed a wide shot, and there's absolutely some action in the Yankee pen. So if Hill wants to stay in this game,
this guy gets on base. He's bringing in Hill or Cortes. You got 2 out of 3 left-handers. You're gonna bring in Hill or Cortes after this. What's the over? Yeah, 12.5. If it was 11.5, I might have gone for it. We'll be at 8.
Right.
I mean, the game's not even half over. We're at 8 with no runners on base here.
Lifetime left here. I guess the Islanders lost, huh, George? Islanders lost 3-1.
The Islanders suck. All right, they just can't score goals. All right, they just can't. They don't have finishers. The Islanders don't have finishers. And he does walk them. All right, that's probably it. I would assume
How do you walk Edmund? How does that happen?
He's young. He's a rookie. He lets emotions get the best of him. Yeah, and here comes Boone. So that's going to be it for Louis Hill.
And it is going to be Tim Hill.
So it'll be Hill. You know, the funny thing is...
Hill's warming up.
It's amazing how good they are at this. Hill's total outs in this game was 11.5. He gets 12.
Wow.
I mean, and I was thinking about taking the under, so I'm glad I didn't, because that's where I was leaning. By the way, Minnesota beats Pittsburgh. Fleury wins his final trip to Pittsburgh, so there's
good
that.
For him. That's always 5-3. I never have a problem when the Penguins lose, George. Never have a problem when the Penguins lose. That's perfectly fine.
I don't
have
a problem with the Penguins, Capitals, Rangers, Devils. They can all lose. Usually very happy about that. Ovechkin's got 2 goals.
Not that it matters.
2 goals
against the Rangers. Suck. And they lose at home to Anaheim. So that sells you the Anaheim.
Yeah.
While I have a break in the action here as we wait for Tim Hill to come in, we do have George against Matias this week on the NFL side of things as the Cowboys, who I'm not going to lie, George, I thought they fooled me for a half on Sunday night. I thought that maybe they were going to hang around in that game. And then, of course, then they teased on the back end, trying to backdoor cover. But they now are going to Atlanta, where the Falcons now have pretty firm control of the NFC South after beating Tampa for a second time. 2.5 now for the Falcons, and 51.5 is the total here. We get a big effort from the star in Atlanta on Sunday.
I don't see, you know, the Sunday night game was pure Dak, wasn't it? All right, he was terrible in the first half. Terrible. I mean, he couldn't do anything.
And then he
gets
all those garbage time stats to make his stats look great at the end of the night.
But and then they get the ball back with about 3:10 left, I think it was, for Dak to drive down the field, possible game winning, and he's 0-for-4. All right, doesn't complete one pass. I know the one to Turpin probably should have been caught. Wasn't an easy catch, but probably should have been caught by a professional wide receiver. It wasn't, but he's 0-for-4. Bottom line here. I know Mathias has his doubts here, but I don't think the Cowboys win another game till Thanksgiving when they play the Giants. They play Atlanta, Philadelphia, Washington, Houston. Atlanta, Philadelphia, Washington, Houston. Who are they beating? Who are they beating? They have no running game. They can't stop the run to save their lives. Yeah, Micah Parsons is probably back. Probably. I don't know. I thought he'd be back Sunday, but he didn't play. So maybe he's back this week. Lawrence
still
maybe
doing his podcast. Still doing the podcast.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah, he's
doing the podcast.
Talking with Diggs yesterday, right? About Diggs flipping off about the. It's amazing, by the way, that Diggs knew within minutes that the guy talked about him. Is that the first thing you checked? Check your TikTok or whatever. I don't know what platform it was, but that's the first thing you checked here. You didn't bother while looking at how maybe the game, how I played, which and the play they're talking about was the George. I think it was the George Kittle play, which I really didn't have an issue with. You know,
I guess it was because he was following his guy in man. Could he have made a little bit of a better effort? And then Otani just comes right out and gets a one pitch, one hit off a hill to make it first and second, nobody out. So this is now becoming a very dangerous situation here for the Yankees, who we thought had breathed themselves a little bit of life in this game after the Volpe Grand Slam, had a little bit of breathing room, and now homer, walk, single, and they're in trouble again. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio, George and Fridell, we're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Carver sans Lisi, Joe out on assignment, George Kurtz in for him. All right, George, a lot happening here. So first and third, Freeman grounds to second. Originally a double play because the ump at first base, he's just a hack. He's made a couple of awful calls there. Both of them have now been overturned. So Freeman, who runs faster on one foot than most of the Yankees do with two, is able to beat this out. And look, I thought a really bad exchange, bad toss by Glaber. Torres cost him a double play with his play. But still, like, you got to get that guy. That guy's hobbling down, and suddenly, he was obviously busting it. You can't, you got to turn a double play with Freeman's running on one leg, George. You just have to. You have to. That's
tailor-made. It's right at Torres here. It's a bad exchange. Not horrific. I mean, Volpe caught it and all, but you got to turn that. You have to turn that. And that's been a bugaboo for the Yankees all season long, by the way, is how bad they are turning double plays. They're not very, very good at that. Cost you a run tonight. Also, Hill's out of the game, so this now becomes the Yankees going to use every piece of their bullpen, right? If you're in the bullpen, you're going to be used tonight because Boone's going to try and mix and match. And we all know Boone mixing and matching. Oh boy! All right, this will be fun. So we'll see how this works out for the Yankees as well.
There are a lot of outs to get here. A lot of outs left to get in this game. So.
And by the way, Mike, I bitched about it last night when I was on with Gabe and Rage. Why did Weaver pitch an inning last night? Because you might need it for 2+ tonight.
I was just going to say to you, that's the second time in the playoffs where they pitched Weaver in a spot where they really didn't need to do it. And keeping the game 4-0 there in the ninth yesterday, that wasn't the place to use him. And if you didn't pitch him last night, you probably could get 5 or 6 outs from him tonight. And That's this game's far from over, George. And you said it also. They're going to need more than five runs here. I mean, this is only the fifth inning, and the Dodgers have already gotten two of the three-run lead back. And
this is not ending 5-4.
No. It is not ending 5-4. So there is more work to do offensively for the Yankees in this game, and we will see if they can actually get this done here. So who did they bring in now, George, to face?
Well, whoever it is, Holmes. Wow, they bring Holmes. Early,
but look, I mean, that ball's thrown so high. Again, they're showing it slow.
It's a terrible exchange. It's a terrible exchange here.
And by the way, Dodgers,
if you think the Dodgers are going to come back and win the game, you know, over 5.5, which is what they'd have to do, is -104. And you're going to be deep into the Yankee bullpen here. You're facing everybody here. I'm going to take this, Mike. I'm going to go in on this.
I mean, if you think you go, you see, they can get that without winning, obviously. I mean, they're plus 280 to win the game, you know, right now.
I might jump on that as well.
That's where I would kind of look.
Does Dave Roberts now put in his better relievers? It's a little closer.
Yes. Well, now, Knack's usually a guy that will go more than one in these spots. Now that they've gotten two runs back, is he going to take Knack out, like you say, and go to someone else? Or does he try to... Is he going to try to steal another inning with Landon Knack with Judge coming up here? Got Judge coming up. Is he going to try to steal another inning with Landon Knack? I know Judge has been awful. Judge has been awful. Landon Knack stinks.
It's 5-4. I got to think no. I think you're putting in your better relievers now. You know, listen, if you're a real optimist, this is good for the Yankees, right? You can win the game, and they got to use their better relievers. Hurts them tomorrow here. You have to be an extreme optimist, but once again, you could look at it that way. I couldn't get verified on my one laptop. I got to go to my other laptop to place this bet. It drives me insane.
Wow.
I'm gonna take that though. Dodgers score more than five. There's only two more runs here. Doesn't mean they win the game, but I think they're gonna. I just can't see how they're not gonna score two more runs in this game.
So lazy from Glaber. It was just so lazy. Just a lazy play.
This is why he'll be gone. Right, the Yankees aren't going to. He won't be on the team next year. He's gonna get a decent contract. The Yankees probably can't afford anyway. Certainly, according to Hal Steinbrenner. Right? So that sort of just is what it is. Well, if he's going to cry poverty and they're going to sign Soto, I said, I'm very curious. If the Yankees do sign Soto and they get $60 million a year, what are they doing at first and third? You know, Jazz will play second, but who's going to play first? Who's going to play third base? It better not be LeMahieu. All right, I understand he's probably still going to be on the team. You can't get rid of him. You better not be relying on Mayhew to get this done here. I can't see that.
If they lose Soto, if I'm the Yankees, I know it's probably going to end up being less money than Soto, but like I love Christian Walker from the Diamondbacks. I love that guy, and that's a guy that I would love at first base. I don't know with the amount of mileage that Bregman has, if I would want to pay him.
No, Bregman's not coming to New York. That will not work.
Yeah, he's obviously had some issues before with the, you know, but I think that they, you know, they would spend that some money in some other ways if they didn't get Soto back. Landon Knack's still in for the Dodgers here. So
Judge gets a single.
Okay, so let's go here. Now, I want the same spot here, George.
Actually, it's an error. It's an error, but we'll take it.
You know,
in this day and age, it might be a single. Everything's called a hit, so it might be a single, but it's an error.
These guys never give out errors anymore. Here's the thing. What's that? Twice on base now, though, George? We're turning a corner.
Three times on base.
That's right. Three times on base for Judge tonight. So, he got hit. That's right. He got the hit by pitch as well. Can I get the same scenario here, George? A single by Jazz, Judge goes to third, and Jazz steals
a
second. Can I somehow get that? That
you know,
that
I'm rooting for it.
Here for us?
It'll be good for me.
Harvard Leasing Sports Group Radio, Sirius XM 159. George and for Joe. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Marvin Lee, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Obviously, we've spent most of our time together here tonight with this Yankee-Dodger game. They're in the bottom of the fifth, and the Yankees here with a couple of you had a error by Edmund at short, get Judge on, walk to Jazz Chisholm, first and second, nobody out. The Dodgers have just crept back in the game with a couple runs in the top half of the fifth. Now the Yankees looking to get those runs back. Giancarlo Stanton up at the plate here. With nobody out, of course, I need that second stolen base from Jazz. I was just saying to George during the break, how about a double steal with Judge and Jazz out here? And like George said, put a little pressure on him. Let's go. Put a little pressure on him.
I wish they would do that more often. Play baseball. Right?
Now,
play baseball.
I would do that if Stanton strikes out. Stanton strikes out, I would do that. You know, Rizzo coming up.
There's a lefty up next, and you get the catcher a clear view here. And I want to do it with Stanton. Yeah. He's not a clear view to third base. Well, we're not going to find out this at bat anyway. Stanton swings and misses. So, let's get the Yankee job. Bugaboo. Runners on base, man. Hey. So, I guess what?
Rizzo's not getting it done.
Right?
Not getting it done with runners on base. Rizzo will come up now here with one out as Landon Knack gets a strikeout. And that was outside, George, too. Right there for Stanton. That was outside.
Hard to yell at Stanton. He's had such a good playoffs, but hasn't been a good night for him tonight. But,
no, it's not. And right, like you said, though, it's hard to get on him because he has been so good throughout these playoffs for the Yankees. But he has not been great tonight. He's had a couple spots where he's come up with a bunch of guys on base and has left them. Now, Rizzo has not given you much at all.
We know he's not hitting
guys.
A home run.
We know he's not hitting a home run. We know that. He's not hitting a home run. Plus 950 for him tonight, by the way, if he does happen to get one.
1,050. He's not. I don't think he can. I think the power's gone.
The power's gone. Come on here, George. Let's go.
What can happen
before we get out of here. Who do you like Thursday night? Texans-Jets. The Jets are a point and a half favorite now, believe it or not.
No Stephon Diggs, torn ACL, no Nico Collins. I'm going to like Joe Mixon a whole lot because that's going to be a run-heavy game. I'm going to take his props in that game. Other than that, it's hard to like the Jets. They're just a cluster F.
Such a trap. It's such a fishy line, George, with the Jets being favorite in that game. Very, very fishy.
Thursday night usually favors the home team. CJ Stroud has not played all that well. I'm not betting it. How about that? I'll have prop bets on it, no doubt, but I am not betting it straight up.
I don't blame you. I don't love it either, to be quite honest, because it just I can't bet the Jets the way that they're playing right now, and the line says Jets. It just does. The line says Jets. It makes no sense. Now, Rizzo gets into one here, but not enough out to center field. So that does nothing. Now, how about now, George? You want a double steal with two outs and Volpe up? How about now? Get both runners
probably
in scoring position? They're both running
as
scoring
big on
position.
It now. I'm probably not as big on it now as I would have been. I would have liked to have seen it while Stanton was up. I think that was a good time to do it here. They wouldn't really expect it there. But,
I'm asking
no shot
for a lot here, George. I want that second stolen base. I'm asking for a lot from the Yankees.
Listen, he might get two more at-bats. We're only in the fifth. It's 10 o'clock. We're only in the fifth inning here.
This game's got some distance to it. This game has got some distance, that's for sure. What other ones? How about Deontay Johnson going back to the AFC North? Going to be with the Ravens now as Carolina starts to pawn off some pieces.
Yeah, if the Ravens-Broncos. He lost it the sun.
That's a lot of... that's a lot of lumber, that 9.5, with how the Broncos have played on the road this year, George. A lot of lumber. I know it's Baltimore's not an easy place to play, but it's a big number.
Like a pretty good teaser. Take the 15 and take 15, 16.5 with Denver. I'll probably tease them in one of those. Baltimore, I think, is going to come. They're going to be pretty angry after what happened, right? Blowing that game against Cleveland. I do expect them to take care of business. I think the thing is, man, that secondary is not good. That's you can throw on them. And they did give a lot of yardage here. I mean, Winston looked like a second coming of God, although they dropped a lot of interceptions. And I think they dropped three interceptions, not just to Kyle Hamilton at the end there. They dropped several other picks as well here. I would take the points in Denver, but I wouldn't love it.
What a waste of a of an opportunity there for the Yankees, George. They get first and second, nobody out.
You've seen this whole playoff
strike out, pop up.
You're gonna surprise
pop
anymore.
Up, finish.
You already said it. It's the, the 5-9 batters, man. It's just it's what they do.
And Roberts has to be ecstatic. He just got two innings of Landon Knack in the middle of this game, and now and it's only a 1-run game. George, tremendous job as always. Good luck to the Cowboys this Sunday against the Falcons. Matias won't be happy, of course, about that. Great job by Matias Gravel. Back tomorrow night with Joe Carver.
I'm here with FinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.